My name's Annabel Nelson. I'm a PhD in psychology person that has been on a quest to marry psychology and spiritual awareness for many years. And I've found that imagery occurs spontaneously in my own life. I might have a vision when I'm out in the woods or when I'm doing yoga. And that led me to study it in psychology. And I found out imagery is a very powerful tool. We can use it to help us physiologically, like to relax, better immune activity, those kinds of things. We can use it for emotional healing, because the part of your brain where you image, it's kind of in the middle of your brain. It's called the limbic system. That part of your brain deals with memories and emotions. So it can open up the unconscious, so we can release negative emotions, create positive emotions. And so for this imagery activity, I'm going to take you on a deep relaxation, because the more relaxed you are, the stronger your image will be. And then I'm also going to lead you to a place that you feel great about and invite an archetype, a deity, person, or animal that can come and give you help in your day-to-day life. So take a minute to settle into your chair, or if you're laying down, to settle where you're lying, and we'll begin our journey together. Thinking in pictures can be powerful and fun, and can help us in many ways. When you image in your mind versus thinking in words, your whole body relaxes. Your heart rate slows. Your blood pressure goes down. And it has many psychological benefits as well. It opens your memory bank. It releases memories. It gets you in touch with your intuitive self, so you can find power and strength and healing in your life. Thinking in pictures is imagery, but it's also all the other senses, sounds, movement, feeling out and touching someone, smells. So take this journey with me. Take this imagery journey just to take some time out in your life. And when you settle in for imagery, a good way to think about it is there's nothing to do right now. There's no household chores. There's no relationship issues. There's no work pressure. It's just you and your imagery. You're just taking a break for a few minutes. This imagery will help you relax. And at the end of the imagery, we'll call on an archetype to come to you to give you strength and help you in your day-to-day life. So settle in right now. Uncross your legs. Release your hands. And start thinking through your body. Take your attention down to your right foot, your big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth toe. Think about the sole of your foot. Open up the sole of your foot in your mind's eye as if your energy is pouring out through the building you're sitting in, pouring down to the earth. Relax your right ankle, your right calf, your right knee. Relax your right quadricep. It's the biggest muscle in your body. Give it firm, positive suggestion to relax. Good. Think about your right hip joint. Visualize it in your mind's eye. And very slightly, just give it suggestion to open that joint just a bit. Relax your left foot. Your left big toe, second, third, fourth, little toe. There's a trick about relaxation. If you can bring your attention to the very ends of your toes and your fingers, your whole body relaxes. Open up the left sole of your left foot. Feel the energy pour out down into the earth. Relax your left ankle, your left calf, your left knee. Go under that kneecap. Relax your left quadricep. Open up your left hip socket. Just gradually, gently, with love for yourself, relax. Relax your groin area, your stomach, Think about your lungs. They're really big organs. They go way down to the bottom of your back, all the way up to your shoulder. The next time you take an inhalation, visualize your rib cage. See it open slightly, laterally towards your upper arms. Relax your heart. Caress your heart. Thank it for the many times it beats every minute. Just keep you alive. Relax your right hand. Think about your right thumb, index, middle, ring, and little finger. Feel your right palm getting warmer. You might visualize a ball in that palm. Maybe it's orange, maybe it's yellow. It's not very heavy. It's not cold. It's not hot. It's just a gentle, warm pressure in your right palm. Relax your right lower arm, your elbow, your right upper arm. Go into your right shoulder socket again. See that ball joint. See the ball kind of move slightly out. Good. You hold so much tension in your neck. As you open up your right shoulder joint, start feeling that energy move out your shoulders, move down your arms, move out the right palm. Relax your left hand, your left thumb, index, middle, ring, little finger. Open up your left palm. Feel it being warm. See a ball in that palm. Maybe it's blue-green. Just a slight pressure. As you feel that slight pressure, your left palm gets warmer. You know, they treat migraines by having people imagine that their hands are hot, because it takes all that tension from the back of your neck and it moves it out your palms. Relax your left forearm, your elbow, your left upper arm. See your left shoulder socket. Good. See it slightly opening, that shoulder socket. Go down to the base of your spine. Imagine your attentions are fingertips working up your vertebra, restacking each one. Very good. Relax the long muscles on either side of your back. Then go to the base of your spine. That's where your cranium sits on your very top vertebra. And right in that spot, that's where we hold so much tension. Relax, give it firm, positive suggestion. Relax the back of your head, the top of your head. Unlock your jaw, relax your tongue. Feel your cheeks getting wider and flatter. Relax your eyeballs, imagine they're marbles falling into your brain. Relax your right earlobe, your left earlobe. Your whole body is getting warmer, getting more relaxed. Take a second and go through your body again. Is there any place that needs more firm, positive suggestion to relax? Take a moment and do that. Now I'd like you to imagine that you're a place outside that you've been before and you like. It could be in the woods, could be in your backyard. It could be by the ocean. Put yourself in that setting, that outdoor setting that you've been before that you like. Start using all your senses. Look around. What colors do you notice? Can you see the sky? What color is the sky? Are there clouds? Do you feel a wind on your cheek? Can you reach out and touch something in that setting? What color are the trees, if they're trees? Or what color is the water or the sand? Reach out and touch something. What does it feel like in your fingertips? As we said at the beginning, there's no pressure right now. There's nothing to do, no one to take care of, no financial worries. It's just you in this outside setting. You feel okay at this moment in time. Good. Now move in this setting. See if you walk, run, move your hands. And as you move, you kind of find a place that would be good to settle down, good to take a seat, lay down, whatever works. Now people are different in how vivid they image, and however you're imaging is fine. It could be that you actually see things vividly, or it could be you have a sense of things. So whatever you are is happening inside you right now is fine. And also there's no right way to do these things. So sometimes when people image, they think, oh, I should see this or I should see that. No, whatever comes is good. So you've settled in the setting and you're feeling good. And you have a sense that an entity is coming to see you. Maybe it's off to the side, you sense a movement. And you have a positive feeling that this entity is someone, something that wants to help you. And let this image move. It could be a person, it could be a deity, it could be an animal. Let this entity come to see you. It may be that the entity comes close or stays far away. See if you can focus on some detail, like a color or a texture on the person, entity, animal, deity. Good. As you focus on a detail, more may come into view. And let the imagery have a life of its own. See what transpires. Is there a gift? Is there a word? Is there a touch? Or a feeling? Now let that image complete itself. What has transpired? Where in your body do you feel something about it? And take that with you, the feeling or anything else that happened in this image. And take it in, embody it, incorporate it. And remember this. Bring it forward in your life today. Now let's close the imagery session. Check in with your body again. Thank you for taking that journey with me. Now, let's do a short closing, because when you do imagery, you open up the unconscious mind. And we want to settle it down for the day as you go about your activities today. And what I like to do is use the chakras as a way to close imagery. Chakras come from Hindu philosophy, and they're the energy centers in our body, and there's 7 of them. and they start at the base of the spine, and then they go up to the top, to the head, to the crown. And so these chakras take in energy, and then they also release energy. And it's a way to really get in touch with your energy body. So we'll just go through the chakras to close off this imagery. So the first one is the base chakra. It's at the base of your spine, and it deals with survival. So take your attention there and pat it. The next chakra is your sex chakra. It's between your pelvises, and it deals with creativity. So pat that chakra. The next chakra is your solar plexus, which is right above your navel. It's where you take in day-to-day energy, physical strength. Pat that. The next chakra is the heart chakra. You can imagine that's about love, love for others, love for yourself. Very important one. So think about love for yourself as you pat your heart chakra. The next chakra is your throat chakra. It's where you express things to others and where you also hear things from others. So you might think about your throat chakra as you go through the day. What do you want to tell yourself about this imagery exercise? What you brought forward from the imagery? But pat that. Your sixth chakra is your third eye in the middle of your forehead, where you receive spiritual and psychic information. Pat that. And the top chakra is at the top of your head, the crown chakra. It's 1,000-petal lotuses. You see that lotus on the top of your head, and you pat that. Thank you for doing this imagery with me. And together, we'll heal ourselves and move forward.